Praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that the God of glory has given us to share in our daily inspiration, to encourage and inspire one another with the Word of God. Our topic of the week is the price of surrender. Why the price of surrender? Because we have so many goals, we have so many aspirations, and we have things we are trusting God for 2024. And I know January is gone, February is ending, and you don't know what else. And the question we're asking ourselves is, what if it does not happen? What if those goals are not realized or are not met? Will you still continue holding on to your integrity, to your faith, and to your love for God? Yesterday we saw the case of Jeremiah. Jeremiah came to the conclusion that a man's life is not his own. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. It is not for a man to direct his steps. It is not for a man to fulfill his plans. It is not for a man to realize his goals. It takes divine collaboration. Jeremiah had his own plans. He had his own aspirations and had set his own goals of the things he was trusting God for. But unfortunately, things did not happen the way he expected. He found himself being told by God, yes, you're not pursuing that diploma course, you're not pursuing that degree, no, I called you to be a prophet, go. Oh, I had plans of getting married. God told him, you shall not get a wife from amongst these people. In other words, God is telling him, I don't want you to see the pain that your wife and children will have to be subjected to when Jerusalem falls to the Babylonian. He's telling, I want to spare you. Yes, he had his own plans, but God said, no, these are my plans. And of course, in line with that, I want us to look today at the Lord Jesus, who knew that I came to save and to seek the lost. I came to save mankind from their sins. And he knew his mission very well. And he knew he was born to die. But you know something? In his humanity, now I'm talking about Jesus the man, maybe he did not know how that will unfold. He did not know what that will involve. He did not know how his death will come about. He knew he will be crucified, yes, but he did not know maybe what are the things that will lead to that process in his humanity. And I'm talking of him as a man. That is why he came to a point where he was even asking the Father, Lord, if you're willing, take this cup from me. And we read from the book of Luke chapter 22 from verse 39. Jesus went as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. And an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. Jesus surrendered his will to God. He did not know how he will handle the humiliation, the pain, the rejection, the denial, and the betrayal of the moment. And he's asking God, if it is possible, take this cup from me. But if I must, not my will, let your will be done. He surrendered. He subjugated his will to God. Told God, not me, but let your will be done. I don't know whether we reach that point where we tell God, yes, Lord, we have these goals. We have these plans. We want to make this amount of money. We want to visit this place, oh God. These are the things we want to do as a family, and these are my plans as an individual. But you reach that point where the Lord Jesus reached. God, yes, I know I have all those plans. I know I have all those desires, but nevertheless, not my will. Let your will be done. Do you reach that point where you tell God, not my will, Lord, let your will be done? Do you reach that point where you just submit your will to God as Jesus did? God has every desire to reach your goals, to cause you to overflow in the area that you trust in him. But let me tell you that until it reaches that point where you tell God, my desire is not as strong as my desire to be within your will, you may be disappointed. And that is why allow God to have his perfect way, his perfect move, his perfect formula of doing things in your life, but simply telling him, Lord, not my will, let your will be done. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful that you continue to encourage and to inspire us through your word. Today, you have reminded us that surrender entails subjugating our will to you and saying, not our will, but let your will be done. Jesus did this in his hour of trial. I pray for my brother and my sister who have so many goals that they are trusting you for in this particular year. Lord, some of them are getting weary. They're getting tired, they're getting apprehensive as they see one month after another coming to an end. Help us to reach that point of surrender where we tell you, not my will, Lord, but let your will be done. Help us to submit our will to your grand plan, because your plan for us is good. Thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for encouraging us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration. You shared your time with me. You spared that moment to listen to this word. And thank you also for those wonderful comments. Thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. May God refresh you the way that you refresh me. And may his abounding grace continue to be manifest in your life, even as you surrender and tell him, not my will, let your will be done. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you.